We are up to Perek Beis, Pasuk Ches. Pasuk Ches says, Kol Dodi Hinei Zeba. The sound of my Dodi, the sound of my beloved, Hinei, behold, Zeba, it is coming. Medaleg al Harim, Mikapetz al Hagvaos. He is skipping over the mountains and he is jumping. Medaleg is to jump, Mikapetz is to skip. These are two words that are very similar. One is for the mountains, and I guess when you come to the mountains, you need a word that is stronger. Based on the context, from the context, the word medaleg has a connotation that it involves a much greater skip. I think I once saw that medaleg means when you medaleg, you release both feet off the ground. You jump. At no point in time is one foot on the ground. Mikapetz is a word which means that you're skipping, but when you skip, you always have at least one foot on the ground. So when it comes to the mountains are very tall. You need to be an athlete in order to jump over mountains. But when it comes to the hills, Hagvahos, that are not so tall, Hagvahos, the connotation, something which is a valley is in fact is deep. You skip. You can keep one foot on the ground when you jump to the other side. Okay, let's take a look over here at the Mitzudos, one thing at a time. Pasuk Ches in the Mitzudos David. Again, it's Perek Beis. Perek Beis, Pasuk Ches. Kol Dodi Vihinei. Maher Toshuv Ahava Limakoimon. May it quickly return the love to its place. Uchilu Nishma Kol Tzadei Dodi. It's as if I hear the sound of the footsteps of my beloved. Vihinei Kiilu Hubochish Maher. And the sound is one of Hashem coming. There's a sound of HaKadosh Baruch Hu coming very quickly. Ki'ilu midaleg al harim al ki'ilu midaleg al harim al harim lemaher biyoso. Okay, I'm not sure if there's a mistake here. Do you have it twice? Do you have the word al harim twice? Midaleg al harim. Al Heharim Lemaher Biyoso. Is that what you have in your text? Twice? The words?
Twice, no, not twice.
Oh, you don't have it twice. Some say, I have here the words Al Heharim twice.
No.
Okay, so Medkilu Medalika Al Heharim Lemaher Biyoso. Hashem is coming very quickly to his destination, to arrive, to return to us, to restore the love. V'hanimshul, what is the nimshul? Loimar Halahagula Muchenes Mehera Toshuv Ahava Hamloka Baruchu Elai. The Geula is all prepared. There's nothing more that needs to be done than HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to arrive. There's nothing more that needs to be done. It's a very powerful expression. It's Mukhenes, Mehera Toshuv Ahava Hamloka Baruchu Elai. May swiftly Hashem's love come be restored to me. Let's see the Rashi. Rashi Pasek Ches Kol Dodi Choyzer HaMishorer Al Harishay Nois Ka'odam Shekotzar Devarov. The singer, he returns to his original thoughts. According to Rashi, we have been distracted. We've been distracted with the Pasuk of Hishpati Yeshem. So therefore, the singer returns to the original thoughts. Kodem Shekotzar Devarov V'Choyzer. The other person, Shekotzar, his words were short. His words were cut short. He was in the middle of saying something, and then his words were cut off. V'choizer v'oimer loyamarti lifneichem reishis hadvarim hu hischil v'yomar. I have not told you the beginning of the first words. Loyamarti lifneichem reishis hadvarim hu hischil v'yomar heviani hamelech hadorav. I mentioned before that Hashem has brought me to his chamber. V'loisiperi heach. I have not told you. Did I not tell you how Hashem redeemed him from Mitzrayim? B'loshem chiba. B'achshav choyzev yoymer meshich hazu shemati lohem shemashach shemashcheni dodi. Now I refer back to this pulling. Meshich hazu shemati lohem. This expression of being drawn, which I have mentioned in the past.
You mean attraction?
Attraction, okay. Mashiach hazu shamati lechem shemashcheni dodi, v'ratzti acharav. My dodi drew me towards him. I took his lead, and I ran after him. Kein hoyisi noyosh. I was I was in a state of despair. Chayisi Ameres Ligol Ligol Atom Abu Meoshana Shanemu Ben Habasarim. I thought that it would take 400 years. Hayisi Nayash, I was in a state of despair because I thought that the Gula would only come after 400 years. And we were only in Mitzrayim for 210 years, so we had 190 years to go. I thought there's no way we're going to survive 190 years more of Mitzrayim. And now is where we lead into this pasuk. Now we come to the pasuk where it says, Kol dodi hine zeba lifnei haketz. Kimidaleg al harim umikabetz al hagvos, like one who skips over the mountains, or one who jumps over the mountains, one who skips over the hills. So in other words, according to Rashi, Rashi is coming to tell us over here, is that we need a lot of background to this pasuk. We come to pasuk Ches, we have to go back to the beginning of the story. The beginning of the story is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to us, he wanted to draw us to his chambers. Havi'ani hamelech el beis chadarav. Hashem wanted to take us into his chambers, but that will only come after we fulfill a galus of 400 years. Realizing we were only in the time for 190 years, it was very unlikely. It was very disappointing that we would be able to survive. And therefore, this pasuk now comes in to tell us, according to Rashi, the major theme of this pasuk is Hashem was moichel the shibut. Hashem was mekatzer the kates. The kates was meant to be 400 years. Hashem was mekatzer the kates. Hashem was willing to redeem us even after 210 years. But I apologize, I didn't really prepare it well. So let's just review the Rashi one more time. Okay, let's go back to being the pasuk ches. Kol dodi, let's review. Chayzer hamisharer al harishonos, the singer. Now this is an interesting expression over here. According to Rashi, Rashi is telling us that the entire thing is called a song. I mean, obviously it's a song, Shir HaShirim. But I don't think we ever saw Rashi use this expression, that the one that is speaking is singing. Klal Yisrael, who is speaking to the Dodi, to HaKadosh Baruch, who is saying these expressions with an expression of song. And that's the first time Rashi uses expression. Chayzer HaMishorer Al HaRishonos. The singer returns to the previous theme. Ke'odam Shekotzar Devarav. A person's words were cut short. The Chayzer V'yomer, and he returns to what he said originally. Did I not already tell you in the beginning the story? Who hischil va'amar heviyani hamelech chadarav? Did I not tell you that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he told me, he brought me to his chamber? In the beginning, I told you a synopsis of what exactly happened. I told you that, originally I told you a very short synopsis of the story of Yitzias Mitzrayim. We were in Egypt, Hashem redeemed us, he brought us to Har Sinai, he gave us the Torah, and he brought us to Eretz Yisrael. That's the short version. Now let's go back and review this story all over again, but let's add in a lot of details. Now we come to the details. The most significant detail is that when we were in Egypt, we were suffering, we were supposed to suffer for a very long time. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu Barachamav, he cut short the suffering. And he explains, Hashem said it to us in Mitzrayim, I'm attracted to you, I want to pull you towards me. He pulled me towards him. I responded by running after Hashem. But you should know, when we were willing to follow Hashem, we realized we gave up hope. Because we were under the impression that we would not be able to redeem until 400 years have passed, as Hashem told Avraham at the Bris Ben Habesarim, and enters now this pasuk, yet Hashem at Rachmonis, he jumped over the mountains, he skipped over the hills. Hashem was mekatzer the shibud, kol dodi hine zebol lefnei haketz kemedalik alahodim mekabetz bagvos. And the Targum really elaborates a lot more on the theme of this Rashi. Let's see the Targum inside. Pasuk Ches in the Targum. Omar Shloima Malka, the Eden the Havo Yosvin Amo Beis Yisrael b'Mitzrayim. at the time when Klal Yisrael was living, was settling in Mitzrayim, Selekas Kavilas Choyin L'Shmei Meroma. Their prayers ascended to the highest heaven. Right? That's what it says in the Pasuk, Vatal Shavasam El Helokim Min Ho'avoida. Ha'b'chein, okay, those two words mean oz. The word b'chein is a very popular word in the Targum. B'chein always means oz. Here, for whatever reason, the Targum is another word, ha-b'chein. He normally just says b'chein. Here he says ha-b'chein. At that moment, that time, when Hashem heard the tefillos of Klal Yisrael, of their prayers that came through suffering, iskili yikara da Hashem l'Moshe al tura d'choyrev. Hashem revealed Himself to Moshe and har choyrev, the burning bush, on the burning bush, the sneh. And the snare, Rashi says, was in Har Choyrev. That's a chiddush. I thought the burning bush was in Mitzrayim. Right? It doesn't say anywhere that. The burning bush was in Moshe, was shepherding his sheep. And the sheep, they fled. And they fled to a distant location. So the Targum reveals to us that the distant location where the sheep fled was Har Choyrev, to the location where Klal Yisrael would eventually receive the Torah. Har Choyrev is the mountain where we received the Klal. That's another name for Sinai. Har Choyrev. But the Targum says, that was also the location where Hashem revealed Himself to Moshe at the Sneh. V'shadar Yosei l'Mitzrayim, Hashem at that time recruited Moshe and sent him off on a mission to Mitzrayim, l'Nifrak Yoson, to redeem Klal Yisrael, u'liapokoso Yoson migodchok marvas Mitzroei, and to redeem us from the difficulty of authority. Marvas means the authority, the Moshel, the Marvas Mitzray, the leaders of Mitzray. Hashem redeemed us under what?
The dominion
of the Egyptians. Utifan al Kitsa. Now here we come to some very fascinating ideas in the Targum. Utifan madfan is the equivalent of Midalek. He skipped al Kitsa on the Kates. It was meant to be, the Zalchud Rashi said, it was meant to be that we were supposed to be the Mitzrayim for 400 years. Hashem was jumped over the gates. Begin Zichusa in the merit de Avo Hoshoin of the Avos. De Nislin Lituraya. The Avos are compared to mountains. The Shavar al Ziman Shibuda. And Hashem skipped on the time of Shibud. Shibud is servitude, suffering. Mayo v'sishin shenin, 190 years, al tzedakto de am hoson, in the merit, due to the merit of the righteousness of the imahos, dim silon, which are compared legil mosa, two hills. Okay, so here I have over here in the sefer the Soles Sarosi Bamedinos. He opens up an idea. What I'm telling you now is not exactly what it says here, but it's written what he says. There are two dinim in Galus. And you see this from this Targum, and you don't see this anywhere else. There's a very unique insight into Galus, and it has a lot of ramifications in our day and age when we are in the ultimate Galus until Mashiach comes. You see from this Targum, there are two completely different dimensions to Galus. Number one is the Kates. You have to be distant from Hashem. You have to be in a location, you have to be in the matzav where the Shechina is not resting in Klal Yisrael in its full glory with the Beis HaMikdash. But just because there is no Shechina doesn't mean we have to suffer. Doesn't mean there has to be a Shibut. There has to be servitude. There has to be persecution and difficulty and a lack of ability to serve Hashem. That's called the Shibut. In Mitzrayim, there were two gezeiros. Yodoa teida, ki ger yeh zaracha, be'eretz lo Elohim. You're going to be a ger, be'eretz lo Elohim. Period.
Somewhere away.
That's it. That's all the pasuk needed to say. That would have been itself enough of a punishment. But then there's a second punishment. Va'avodum v'inuy oisom. There's going to be servitude and suffering to your host country. Oh, I don't ask for that. It's one thing, you want to go into Golos, you want to go take us away from Eretz Yisrael, from our homeland. We don't have autonomy. We don't have our own Beis HaMikdash. We're just guests in someone else's country. But we have to suffer also. V'avod and v'inuy oisam. And how long will both of these things last? Arba me'oshana. What? Okay, the Achre Chediyitz Rechush Gadol and the Agames Agoya Asher Yavodu Don Anochi. That's a sep. That's not no gay us. That's not relevant to us. That's Hashem's business. They are loose ends. That after Hashem redeems us, Hashem will punish. That's a medrash. That's a medrash. But the bottom line is, Avraham took the choice. The choice is, Hashem said, you can go into Gehenim. Either Gehenim, Avraham originally said, I'd rather take Ugolus. Avraham said in the medrash, I'll take Gehenim. I'll take Gehenim, it's okay. I'd rather not go.
But it's not.
It's not the only opinion. So then Hashem said to him, and the Medrash said, Hashem said to him, you're making the wrong choice. I advise you, even though I'm your proctor and I know this is the Board of Regents, I advise you, change that answer. That's what it says in the Medrash. Hashem said, it's not a good answer. You got the wrong answer. Better take Golas than... Am I correct? That's what it says in the Medrash? Hashem told him, don't take that answer. He told you, he made a decision. Hashem said, no, it's the wrong decision. Take the other choice. But the point of view is, there are two different dimensions to Golas. There is being away for 400 years, and then in the being away for 400 years, there's also that servitude, slavery, affliction. So here along comes this Targum, and this Targum says that we really should have been in Egypt for 400 years, and we really should have been slaves in Egypt for 400 years, suffered for 400 years. Yet, Hashem was moichel on both. He was moichel on being a slave, being away for 400 years. We were only there in Egypt for... Well, the truth is, we were away for 400 years. That's the Hashem just made the calculation from the Brisbane Absarim, and that was also a chesed, because Hashem wanted, he could have made the calculation from the day that we arrived in Egypt. If Hashem wanted, he could have made the calculation from the time that the servitude started. He could have made the calculation even though we could have been in Egypt for another, who knows how long, 400 years of slavery. Hashem, b'chastoy, he decided that we're going to work backwards and make the calculation from the Brisbane Absarim. In whose zuchus? In the zuchus of us. But what about, there's a second gezeira. There's a gezeira that there has to be servitude, there has to be suffering for 400 years. That he was meichel in the zuchus of the imals. Now I ask you, which one did Hashem, which one was a greater act of kindness? I mean, I'm making this observation. I think it's simple, is the what the Hashem did, the zuchus of the imals.
How could you say that he was meichel?
We were only slaves for 86 years.
Because of the servitude, the second part.
Yeah, we were only slaves for 86 years.
No, but it was still a servitude of work.
A servitude was bitter. Vayimoru es chayehem bavoido kosha. Vatal tzakosam elelokim min ha'avoda. Make no mistake about it, it was bitter. Bitter. But it was only 86 years. Not 86. Eight, the time when Miriam was born, it was. It began the day. What? Coming to that, 86 years, and the pasuk says they should have been the avodum. The inuy oisam was meant to be for 400 years. And what did Hashem do? Hashem said, "Forget about the 400 years. I'm going to reduce the sentence to 86 years. 86. In whose zuchus? In whose zuchus? The words are." In the righteousness, alitzedakta de amhoson, the righteousness due to the righteousness of the imos. Now, what about the avos? What do the avos do for us? They got for us. Not so interesting. They didn't really change the 400 years. The 400 years remained 400 years away from home. Into the Barashari 210 Mitzrayim by recalculating that we'll start the Bris Ben Avsarim from we'll start 400 years. That's the point. Exactly the point I want to make is that when it came to the servitude, it was a complete cut. It was supposed to be 400, and the 400 was cut to 86. Period. And the other remainder, there is no remainder. It's gone. Disappears. Whereas the 400 years of just being away from home, away from the Eretz Yisrael, that wasn't canceled. It was just recalculated to our benefit. that instead of starting the 400 years from the time that we enter Mitzrayim, or the time that we become slaves, when things get really bad, Hashem made the calculation from the time of the Bris Bein Habasarim. Had we been Zoicha, it would have been even better. Had we married, he could have went and made the calculation from the time of Leidas Yitzchak. I mean, that could have been from the time, it could have been confusing the time of the Bris Bein Habasarim. Hashem made the calculation of Leidas Yitzchak. Leidas Yitzchak was the 200 or 400 years, but Hashem could have made the calculation if he so wanted from the time of the Bris Bein, and that far we did not get. But look, we have over here, what is this Targum then? It's something, it's an amazing insight, because you don't really come across this, not the least best of my knowledge, you don't come across this idea. He's taking the Golas, and he's breaking the Golas into two separate components. There's a punishment in just being away from home. You could have the most wonderful experience in Galus. You can be on top of the world with all of the success and benefits that your host country has to offer, but you're still in Galus. It's not your land. It's not your home. That itself is a punishment. Then on top of that, there's another problem of Galus. In the Galus, you'll be persecuted. You'll still suffer. There's suffering in Galus. And throughout history, it's always been like that. We've been away from home, and part of being away from home is persecution. There were certain tkuvas of relief, but more or less, it's always been expulsion, after persecution, after one sorrow to the next, pogrom, and blood libel, and so on and so forth. Two dinim in galus. And whenever you find a geula, there are two separate dinim in geula. There's a geula on being away from home, and in whose zechus does Hashem is mevater, the avos. And whenever you find in galus a relief of persecution, vavodim the inu oisam, and whose zechus it comes in the merit of the tzidkaya, the righteousness of the imohos, which are compared to the hills. So that means, think about it today. In the history of the world, Chasdei Hashem, it's never been so good for Klal Yisrael. I don't know Jewish history all that well, but what I understand is that the Tkufa we're living in America, the freedom of religion, the ability to freely practice religion and the government, and that's how the system is set up, it's unprecedented in world history. But we're in Galus. There's no question about it. This is not where we belong. This is not our home. This is not forever. This is not the home. So in the two dinim of Galus that we are experiencing today, we're away from home. The zechus avos are not helping us at this moment. And in fact, Chazal say, Tamu zechus avos. But yet, you can't deny, it's the undeniable fact, relative to the persecution that we've received throughout history, it's relatively speaking, in Galus today, Jews are able to lift up their head high. They have freedom of religion. So whose zechus is that? Zechusimos. Maisa avosim lebanim. Just like in Mitzrayim, there were these two elements, according to the Targum, being away from home and suffering. And the Targum says, Hashem was Mekatzer 400 years. Not really Mekatzer, but we calculated it to the benefit of the Avos and took away the suffering, the begging of the Imos. And we follow the principle, Zmais Avosim Lebanim, when every time we're in Galus and we look at ourselves, what's our Matzif, these two different ideas come into play. And indeed, Chazal tell us, this I don't remember the source for this, but I know Rabbi Shur, he speaks about this, he writes about this often, in his from Alekhach Valivov, is that Chazal tell us, Tamu Zechus Avos. The Zechus Avos have come to an end. The Ferish of Gemara came to an end during the time of the Bayis Rishon already. During the time of the Bayis Rishon, towards the tail of the Bayis Rishon, the Gemara says it came to an end. But Zechus Imohos, Loi Tamu. That never came to an end. The Zchusimos is always with us, of their righteous deeds. They have one up, and you see that beferish here in the Targum, and after you see the Targum, he breaks the two dinim into these components, and you look at history, Jewish history. In Jewish history, we're in Galus. It's almost 2,000 years, we're in Galus. But, the suffering, there are different kufas. There are different kufas. You know, go through all the various countries. It wasn't all bad. You can't say it was all bad. They were very, very... And every time you find a respite in Shibud and Inui, you have to be toile in the Zuchosimos.
That's a question.
Yeah?
I had read that Gosh Baruch had to take it as we try because Nam Tesh Shari Toma.
Yeah.
So if he had not been makatsu this morning, what would have happened? I know you have two things that are seem to me contradict. One, Hashem took us out of chesed.
Because he had no choice. Hashem had no choice to take us out.
That's one question. The other question, I read someplace that if we had served the full goals of Mitzrayim, the future goals would not have happened.
Right. So that really answers your first question. There's no free lunch. Hashem had rachmanis on us, but there was collateral damage. Hashem had no choice but to take us out earlier. But we have to. That's why we're in Golis now. We're still paying off that debt to some degree. Again, each idea is independent. It's not a kasha. I am upon him, Latara. All the various ideas, they all interlink. All the layers and dimensions of interpretation, they all interact with one another. Okay, so I think this is a powerful yisoid, and it really opens up a new understanding of breaking up. You know, there's a kina on Tisha B'Av. There's a kina on Tisha B'Av where everyone quotes a medrash, but the medrash doesn't really. The medrash is not really what it says in the kina. The kina talks about where Hashem says to Yirmiyah, "Go to the kivrei avos and mispalo." So first he goes to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and nothing helps. Then he goes to Moshe, doesn't help. Then he goes to, I think that's it for the men. And then now everyone right then there. Let me jump to the very end. The very end he goes to Rachel. And that's where the kina ends. He goes to Rachel, it's Mispalo, and the kina is over. So everyone right away quotes the Medrash that the reason why Rachel was buried in Beis Lechem and was not buried in Maris Machpelah is because Hashem knew because Yaakov knew Piruach HaKadosh that when Klal Yisrael would go into Golus, they would pass Beis Lechem as their exit route out of Eretz Yisrael, and they would see her kever, they would be mispalel, and Rachel would be mevak al boneha, yisocha lefulosech num Hashem, in your merit that you gave the simonim to your sister Leah, she should not be embarrassed, sinas chinam, and there's avas habrios, v'chulu v'chulu, there's going to be a geula for Klal Yisrael. But that's not what it says in the Kina. That's what it says in the Medrash. The Kina says that Yirmiyah, after he was rejected by Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and Moshe, he went to both Bilah, Zilpah, Rachel, and Leah. All four, one at a time, and was mispalel, and was not rejected. And that means that in this kina, some of the commentators who actually read what it says and don't just take midrashim and just connect mipabel and midrashim, they say, no, you see here that this kina is either drawing from a different Messiah, it's not really in line with that medrash, because that medrash only talks about Rachel, and this kina seems to indicate that Hashem was mipabel the geula in the zechus of all of the imahos, specifically Rachel, Leah, and two new people we don't hear very much about, Bilah and Zilpah. And in there is Zuchus, Klal Yisrael, the Golus, the severity of the Golus has been lightened. And that ties in very well with this theme, which I'm sure he speaks about, is Tamu Zuchus Avos, but not Zuchus Imos. The Zuchus Imos never went away. The Tosfos says, even though Tamu Zuchus Avos is Bris Avos. So Bris Avos is like, you know, an emergency. It's your last chance. There's something called a Bris Avos. But Bris Avos is not as powerful as Zuchus Avos. But that we don't have anymore. But we do have a Zuchus Imos. That's what the Targum says. And that's what the Kina really says. Okay, let's go to another idea.
4 years before the end of 1986. I mean, we were assimilating.
Yeah.
There was persecution.
No, so Chazal say that the real Inui was only 86 years.
But I'm saying before that.
So before the 86 years, 124 years. So during those 124 years, we don't know exactly what happened. But Chazal, whatever it was, Chazal, it wasn't as severe. It wasn't nearly as severe as it was the last 86 years.
We were gerim.
What exactly was our matzav? We don't really know the details. I don't know. But Chazal make it clear, the inui, the real inui, where we were slaves and we were forced to do things that we did not want to do, were only the last 86 years. From the time that Miriam was born. Miriam, there are three leaders in Klal Yisrael. Miriam, Moshe, and we spoke about this on Friday. Miriam, Moshe, and Aaron, it started with Miriam. This team is what got Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. And their merits, we had the Be'er, the Mon, and then the Akavod. Okay, so this is one idea. Now, there's another idea, the beautiful idea. He kol dodi hine zeba. Okay, this is a very beautiful expression. The sound of my beloved, hine zeba, I hear it coming, I hear a sound. I hear a sound. Now, by the way, when it comes to Kadosh Baruch Hu, when you talk about sound, sound is not something you only listen to. It's v'chol ha'am royim es ha'koilos. Okay, you see things. This is a different type of sound. By the Ribbono Shel Olam, sound is something you can envision. And since here we're discussing the Geula, we're describing here the coming of Mashiach, we're describing over here HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming to, we're not just taking this pasuk in its context, referring to Yitzias Mitzrayim, we're also extrapolating and applying this to our day and age. The Mashiach, the Geula is coming. It's the Kol Dodi Hine Zeba. It's not just sound, the Kol Am Reimus HaKolos. You look around in the world and you see amazing things are happening. You see Eretz Yisrael, I mean, what in the last 70 years, It's nisim and niflos how Eretz Yisrael has blossomed and developed and turned into everything you can possibly want and imagine. All the kedusha and the tahara and all of the good things are right there in Eretz Yisrael. It's not just a matter of hearing; it's a matter of seeing. You see world events, technology, and how things are just moving forward, and Mamori Chazal are being fulfilled. This is the fulfillment of what it says in the response. But I want to go a step further. He has over here in the Sfas this really fascinating idea from the Gra. We say in davening on Shabbos, okay, with different nuschos. I don't think he has the nusach I have over here. Is the one that we say depends on the Ashkenaz, the Sfarad. In erkecha lecha be'olam hazeh. You, the Ribbono Shel Olam, there is no one that is your equivalent, your erech, your value. In erkecha lecha be'olam hazeh, v'ein zulascha lechayei cho'olam haba. Efes biltecha limos hamashiach. There's nothing but you in the days of Mashiach. V'ein doimeh lecha moshienu l'schias ha'nesim. Okay, sound familiar? Yeah. Nishmas on Shabbos. Four different kufos in the end of days. Or really, not just the end of days. Lekel asher shavas. Not in Nishmas. No. I'm sorry. Lekel asher shavas. I'm sorry. Not in right before you say kel adayin. Right before you say kel adayin, you say this. I call you ducha. Okay. So here we have over here. This there are four different categories. There's oilam hazeh. And then there is Oilam Haba. And then there is Limos HaMashiach. And then there is Tchias HaMesim. I know you're troubled. We are under the assumption that Oilam Haba comes after. But that's not what it says in the Nusach HaTfila. Ein Erkecha Hashem Elokeinu Boilam Hazeh. V'ein Zulascha L'chayei Oilam Haba. Efes biltecha limos hamashiach v'ein dom lecha moshein l'schias hamesim. Maybe you want to say they're not in order. It's poetic. We're jumping back and forth. No one really knows. The Rambam says, the greatest mind in Klal Yisrael since Moshe Rabbeinu said, we don't know what this means. Okay, so what more do you want than that? If Rambam says you don't know what it means, what exactly all the tkufis, how all of these things are going to play out? But all we can do take away is that there are four tkufis in the history of the world from beginning to end. There's Olam Hazeh, there's Olam Haba, there's Yimos HaMashiach, and there is Techias HaMesim. This pasuk is merames in all four. Hine kol dodi hine zeba. Now, what do we mean? The word zeh certainly refers to olam hazeh. The word hine refers to Yimos HaMashiach. How do I know it refers to Mashiach? It says the pasuk in Yeshaya in reference to Mashiach, Rishon Litzion hine hinam. Okay, that's the pasuk in Yeshaya Perek Mem Aleph describing Yimos HaMashiach. Rishon Litzion Hinei Hinei Hinom. What?
Hinei
Anochi Shlech Lam Liyoda Lifnei Bo. Okay, so that is unexpectedly. Twins. You find by Rivka, that's the big kasha. By Rivka, she had twins. Vivatar Vihinei Soinim Bivitna. Why? That's a very big question, because she already went to shame and told her Shnei Goyim Bivitnech. Remember, there was a baby in Rivka's womb, and kept on when they came to the Beis Medrash and wanted to go out. When it came to the Beis Avodah the Zarah, wanted to go out. How could one child want to go to the Beis Medrash and want to go to the Beis Avodah the Zarah? So shame said, there are Shnei Goyim Bivitnech. So she knew there are twins. So how come when she gave birth to twins, did it say, Vihinei Soimim Bivitna? That disproves your theory, Reb Michal. You just said to me the word Hinei is the unexpected.
Yeah, no.
The unexpected. It wasn't unexpected. The sonogram said there are twins. Right? The sonogram says there are twins. There are twins. So what's so unexpected? So the answer is... So the answer is, this is a shocking thing to say. That when Shem told her, doesn't say there are twins. There's one child, and from that one child, the day will come. Go down 20 generations. Two goyim will come. Doesn't mean they're twins. Twins was a novelty in ancient times. Whatever. Okay, getting off the topic. So here he says the word hinei is a code word for Yemos HaMashiach. Is a code word for Yemos HaMashiach. The word zeh we just said is oilam. Zeh is oilam hazeh. Ba. Olam ha ba. The word ba means olam ha ba, and the last word koil is tchias hamesim, because vayihi koil kihinave when this is Yecheskel by the atzamos hayveshes kihinave vihine rash v'tikrevu atzamos etzem al tzamavi. There was a call when the atzamos hayveshes in the valley. I forgot the name of the valley. Whatever the valley, Dura. The valley of Dura came back to life. It's described with a very loud sound. Vayihi koil. There was a kol ki navei, as he was saying, giving over his prophecy. Vinei raash vatikrivu atzamos etzemalatos. So therefore, we have a beautiful drush. Koil dodi what?
The fourth one is
Hinei. Mashiach. The Mashiach is Hinei. Rishon Litzion Hinei Hinam. Pasuk Ches. Kol Dodi. Kol is Tchias Hamesim of my beloved Ribon Shalolam. So that's Tchias Hamesim. Hinei is Yemos HaMashiach. Ze is Olam HaZeh. Bo is Olam HaBo. All four are the Gra. This is from the Gra. The Gra over here says all four here are in this expression. This is a very powerful expression. This expression conquers, represents the entire world from beginning to end. From beginning to end, all those different dimensions. And what does it mean all together? It means you can't hide. You can run, but you can't hide. Hashem is coming. The whole essence of the Bria and all of its dimensions is Koil Dodi Hinei Zeba. It's a beautiful expression. My beloved, the Ribbono Shel Olam is Koil, his presence. Because by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, again, Koil is not just sound. Yesh Koyach. Koil is. Koil is.
Koil is what's coming from the other side.
That's right.
Koil is.
See, everything comes together. Such hashgacha products. All of these things coming together here. Kol daidi hinei zeba. All of these things are all coming together. Hashem Ribbono Shel Olam is the beloved. His sound is arriving. He's bringing forth all of the events that happen in this world from beginning to end. Okay, another of art. It says here, "Midaleg al heodim mika peitz al hagvo." So, a lot of different interpretations as what exactly the mountains and the hills allude to. We will Rashi in the Targum, who translate the mountains is reference to the avos and the hills is reference to the imohos. But there are other interpretations. Others say that the hori means in me. Let me actually read. I don't make a mistake. Okay, some learn that it refers to various types of avodah zara. In Galus, unfortunately, we get swept away in the culture of the host country.
But the Gemara says a har cannot be avodah zara.
No, it's a code word because it says al rashay hoharim. It says by Hoshea. He quotes the passage from Hoshea. So there's a medrash. Al Roshei Heharim Yizabechu V'al HaGvaos Yikateru. Hoshea was giving Musa to Klal Yisrael that you were worshipping idols. Where do you worship idols? On the mountains and upon the hills you offer Ketores. And Achram, they don't become Osir. Al Elohim Al Heharim V'loi Heharim Elohim. It's a famous Gemara. That only that the earth cannot become an avodah zara, but the place where idols were worshipped were on mountains and on hills. So these words are code words for the worshipping of idols. This pasuk over here is telling us that Kadosh Baruch Hu, when He's going to come and He's going to redeem us, kol dodi hinei zeba. Hashem says, don't worry, when I want to redeem you, I will pull you out of the place of avodah zara. When Mashiach comes, even if you find yourself buried heavily, you're sunk in a place of avodah zarah, Hashem will skip over these places, meaning He will pull you out. He'll be meichel on your matzav that you find yourself in to redeem you. That's one vart. Another vart is that Kadosh Baruch Hu refers to, I'll read you over here the words, when Hashem decides kol dodi hinei zeba medaleg al harim, it means in the zuchus, not just in the zuchus of the avos, and the imos, but the mountains refer to the bote kinesios, and the gevaos refer to the bote midrashos, or the Sanhedrin, all the various places of where Torah is studied. In the zuchus of the bote kinesios and the bote midrashos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be mekabet, He's going to be shorten the time of Golus, shorten the time of the Shibut. Another interpretation that these two words refer to the nations. Medalik al Amim Umam Lochos Hamuros Lashabidis Yisrael. Hashem is going to skip over the nations. In other words, even though we may be in a distant land, far, far away, and we may be in their clutches, and they may not be so willing to release us to go to Eretz Yisrael, Hashem says, "Mekabetz al harim, medaleg al harim, mekabetz al hagvos." Hashem will extract us from the clutches of the umos ha'olam. So, there are many interpretations of what exactly the mountains and the hills, is it the avos, the imos, or the bate midrashos? Is it the place of avodah zarah? Is it the umos ha'olam? But the theme of all of them are the same, that when the time for Mashiach comes, Hashem is not going to look at the calendar, He's not going to go look at the zman, He's going to redeem us before its time, He's going to be meichel in the zchus of our various merits, and in the zchus of the avos, and He will be able to extract us even in the most difficult circumstances. Okay, one other point we're going to make before we go to the next pasuk is this pasuk is a direct continuation of the previous pasuk. The previous pasuk was where Hashem warned us. We discussed it last week on Friday. Hishpati eschem enos yishalayim bitzvois o be ayelos hasadeh im to'iru v'im to'ores o avo ad shetechbatz. Hashem warned us not to push it. Shelo yitchaku es haketz. That don't try to bring Mashiach before the time of Mashiach. So, well, that's what we discussed on Friday, is that don't make calculations and don't force Hashem's hand and bring Mashiach before its time. Don't do averos, which will cause the gates to come at a very late point in time in history. So that previous pasuk is a very disappointing pasuk. It's very disheartening when we realize Mashiach's not coming so fast. Don't. I got it.